everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds. And if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass.
This is over and over again.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there and who the hell isn't?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horror Kane Hour. Or shall I say, welcome back to the Horror Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, from a lengthy hiatus, I guess. It's a time off that we've had for the last several weeks to deal with a lot of litigation issues. And I can tell you that's really, really true. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Yes, we are live. In the future, this is going to be an archive, so it won't be live. But today, we're live. It is actually, the date is May 20th.
And we're back in
2013.
Yeah, we're back in Honolulu, Hawaii, broadcasting from where we were. We've been on the mad land. We call it the mad land, the mainland, USA, particularly in the Sandpoint, Idaho area, where we had a trial. And we're going to talk a little bit about that trial today. We're going to talk about what we've been through. And it'll give you some background as to why it was that we took a bit of time away from the show.
Well, I want to also thank those that were filling in with us. Thank you, Michael Vara. Thank you, Escala. Everyone else who was really out there seeing us in what we had to deal with. So we want to thank you so much for just keeping anybody who's interested in tuning into the Horror Kane Hour happy by having these live people and wonderful people to tune into. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys and gals. Thank you so much for filling in for the Horror Kane.
And thank you to our sponsors. That's HealthyWorldStore.com for your awesome products, keeping people healthy throughout the year. Check out the 528 section in Healthy World Store, as well as Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs are available, including his latest book, which was the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, is available in that store, along with 528 tuning forks, tuning fork sets, Oregon generators, great stuff. Check out the 528 section today for great healing products. and all actually health products that are infused with the 528 Hertz love frequency. And thank you to our other sponsor, CureShop.com. That's CureShoppe, for your awesome products. And thank you for actually having the 528 section in your store, as well as Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs. We appreciate all the support. And if you are a musician, we encourage you to go to 528records.com. The site seems to be running better than ever. And upload your original tracks to the site. It'll automatically be transposed into the 528 Hertz frequency of love, sent back to you in an MP3 file, and become part of our music library. Anyone who then donates for your music, you will get 60% royalties from that. So it's a really awesome opportunity to get your music out in the most healing way. Also, check out 528radio.com, where we have several genres of music, constantly seeking to add more genres and increase our server space. So we appreciate your donations. If you enjoy listening to 528radio.com, please donate what you can to keep the site alive. And it's awesome. It's all music that's been transposed into the 528 Hertz frequency. And it's some of your favorite music you'll find on there. And we have several genres. One of my favorites is Monkey Man Radio, which has a lot of the music I listened to when I was growing up, including some punk rock and alternative music. So check it out. It's awesome.
Yeah. So, well, thanks so much for joining us. And we are Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane. We do the Horocane Hour. That name, by the way, Horocane, you're going to read up about it. We just basically published, and it's news. It's breaking news right now, really, for all the folks that supported us. You want to know what we've been up to for the last several weeks? Well, we just published what it has been like for us, what we've gone through, and astonishingly, the results of the trial that have not actually come in yet. The judgment by the court is pending. We had the court actually divide the case into two parts. The first part deals specifically with the devil doers that literally were engaged in dissolving our corporations. We had three beautiful corporations that ran, one of them for over a quarter century, Tetrahedron Publishing, Tetrahedron Inc. from Massachusetts, gone into Idaho, Tetrahedron LLC, and then we've been publishing for many years. You know, I have three national best-selling books, all published by Tetrahedron. That was a company, and, you know, God willing, we'll have it again, but basically it's been illegally dissolved, and it's pending the court judgment. People who dissolved that corporation illegally, criminally, involved my ex-wife and Dr. Truott, working complicitly.
Not a real doctor, by the way. It's a fraud.
Yeah, he's not really a – he claims his name is Dr. Truott. That's not his real name. He uses the name True to deceive people, making you – it's a psyops, making you think it's what he outputs is true, when in fact it's a gross lie. His ND degree is non-existent. It's not legitimate at all. He has also supposedly a PhD that's non-existent from a reputable organization. And his real name is Al-Masiat, and he was complicit in inspiring my ex-wife to illegally dissolve corporations involving a fairly broad conspiracy involving several parties and incriminating Truott, who has intimate connections to Ted Gunderson, who you've heard us talk about on this program previously. He's deceased now, but he used to be FBI Division 5 Los Angeles chief and heavily involved as a fraud, covering up as a protection racket the child sex trafficking networkers. And more information is coming out on that. A lot of other investigators took Sherry's lead and then began to further uncover the fact that what's infamous called the Franklin cover-up involving Boys Town and child abuse and sexual networks and human sex slavery, Johnny Gosch, a lot of even famous names that come to mind, where this organization was actually doing these demonic things to children and families. And then Ted Gunderson was the call guy, the go-to guy for all the poor people who were suffering. And of course, he was actually a double agent. So it's actually called we call it now thanks to Sherry's work, the Franklin double cover-up. And so Franklin cover-up is actually Franklin double cover-up, and Mr. Truat, Al-Masiyat is his real name, and what you'll find is that even his own family members find him to be beyond strange. Clearly something's wrong with the man. In my opinion, he's a psychopath, and it's evidenced by the mails, the threats that we've received over the years. Anyway, this fellow really wormed his way into my ex-wife's brain, and it was very apparent during the trial. It was very clear to the court, obviously so, that she had absolutely no interest whatsoever in securing my family, in securing my relationship with my children. She had no qualms about violating the love in the family, the togetherness, what's called affections for the father. She actually came out clearly and stated that, and her overriding obvious objective was to simply take as much as she could, sell as much as she could, and continue to operate businesses illegally. And so the court is now faced with that. And what we've done is in the last few days, we have filed sanctions against her attorney. His name is John A. Finney. It's a name that you probably haven't heard of, but I think he will become relatively famous because of what he has been involved with my ex, and with apparently even being influenced by Truat because of the defamation that he actually conducted in the court itself to try to defame me, to slander me, to claim labels of my alleged psychopathology. He was intimating that I am crazy with a condition that was diagnosed by, guess who? Truat. And that condition, they claim, is called NPD, short for Narcissistic Personality Disorder. So they tried to paint me in that light, and in the process slurred my Judeo-Christian religious beliefs, my orientation, my ministry, everything that you could think of to be defamed or smeared, damaged-wise, was what they attempted to do to yours truly in the trial court in Sandpoint, Idaho, which is infamous in and of itself as being a haven for KKK propagandists and political candidates, leading officials there in the KKK and Christian Identity Movement have elected candidates for public offices in this town where even some of the mainstream media has covered stories emanating from Sandpoint, Idaho. It's a KKK haven.
And even was on the History Channel.
So it'd be very recently.
Actually talking about the Aryan Nations, how big they were in those parts of the country.
Yeah, and Bloomberg, I think, talked specifically about Sandpoint. At any rate,
the guy that was in the Obama trial is involved out doing it. What was his name? Not the Obama trial, the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh, yeah. The police officer, Mark, can't remember his name right now, but he's
Mark Furman.
Furman, that's right. He's living out
he's
there also.
He's a racist.
But, you know, I lived there. I lived there and I moved there primarily for securing my children because I believe that, you know, it was a safe area in terms of general security concerns. Like crime is very low there. The weather is tolerable. It's nice. There's a ski resort there. It's a beautiful, beautiful, spectacular area. And I had no idea that I was moving into the heart of Christian identityhood and, you know, the whole concept.
Well, I felt it right away when I went to that town.
Yeah, that's
actually
because you're a lot more sensitive and in tune than I am. I kind of like, you know, my pathology, if you want to label me as anything, label me as outrageously naive. I must have painted across my forehead, dumb or something, or sucker, you know, because, I have a pathology that basically sees the world through rose-colored glasses, that everybody is loving, everybody is a kind person, everybody or at least has the potential to be a good person. And that's been my orientation, and it has gotten me into a lot of trouble. And so, you know, Sherry is not that way, and that's one of the things that I love about Sherry. She brings a different view to me, and, you know, I'd be a fool not to be open to it, particularly having gone through all the trauma and abuse from holding that behavior pattern. So at any rate,
it's a New York street smart.
That's what you've got. I guess I got Philadelphia dumb smarts, you know, dumb, you know, mentality.
No, but, no, it's just that you just see people through rose-colored glasses more so than I do, because I believe that I've actually been harmed more by people in general, and really, I mean, remembered what happened to me. I don't forget easily, and I take all of those things into consideration when I start new relationships with people and who I let into my life. And I believe me, I stumbled. I mean, I've made some mistakes with people, and you were witness to that as well. And so I'm not always perfect at my judgments either. I've been trusting to people in the past, and I've gotten hurt. But, I mean, I'm less trusting than you, I guess you could say.
So that's true. And ultimately what we've experienced up in Idaho is that the tainting of the trial by KKK, white supremacy, anti-Semitic propaganda was there. And it was obvious. It's in the court record at this point. And what the court is not aware of, but shall shortly be, because there's another trial coming up at the end of the summer. Part two deals with this kind of nonsense, this kind of libel, and the commercial antitrust, the unfair competition, and the deceptive trade aspects of the case, whereby my ex with Truott and Company have been complicit in organized crime to take me out, not only my reputation, but our businesses, and they're obviously competing companies. And so the aspect of unfair and deceptive trade, the deceptive trade comes into the fact that we have posted now, and you can see it first, it's just gone up in the last couple minutes, actually. It's on truott.com. Truott.com.
T-R-U-E-O-T-T.com.
And there's a new in the headline, in the menu at the top of the page, you can see that there is a new article that features John A. Finney and the Idaho conspiracy. And if you click on that, you'll have about a half an hour of outrageous reading to do.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And what this attorney did, and I was a witness in that courtroom, was unbelievable how he actually claimed that things that were dismissed, that motions that he put in were dismissed, he actually claimed that they were still actually alive
Let me clarify. One of the things that you'll read very soon in the article, John Finney and the Idaho conspiracy article, you'll see that I filed a motion for sanctions for fraud upon the court and a correction of the record in the court. Because like Sherry's talking about, what Mr. Finney actually did was violated, it's called a Rule 3.3 violation in the Idaho Rules of Professional Conduct, wherein you have to be honest with the tribunal. You have to have truth. You have to tell the court honestly what's happening. And Mr. Finney contrived the defaults. In other words, directly after my ex-wife being prompted by Truott and Company to dissolve our corporations, I attempted right after that, when Sherry and I realized what was coming down, and this was the beginning of July 2011, we ran around like chickens with our heads cut off trying to reestablish our corporations, even in another state. We went out of state and we opened up three new replacement corporations by the same names of the original, because don't forget, we had customers and customer orders to fulfill. And suddenly we were instantly, virtually shut off from our products, our inventories. We had
the customer database, which was even worse.
And we still do not, to this very moment, have our original customer database of close to 30,000 true believers in our work,
and
supporters,
And imagine that's in the hands of someone like Truat. I mean, that's unbelievably scary. That's like it being in the hands of Lex Luthor or some other villain you imagine in a comic book. I mean, this guy is a true villain, like you would read about in a comic book that's in real life, only it's not as fun to live it as it is to watch it in a television comedy movie, a comic book movie.
And what's amazing is we not only have that opinion coming from ourselves anymore, we have it from his brother-in-law. Because when the process server served Mr. Truat with his summons to appear in court, and because of some technicalities, he'll have again the opportunity to testify, but he's likely not to show as he typically does.
Well, it's against the rules of the counterintelligence propaganda. They're not allowed to get engaged in legal stuff like that.
But he was served, and in the process of serving him, the process server, who was an official officer of the court, had to do a lot of running around because Mr. Ott was evading service, and one of the people that the officer of the court attempted to serve Truat through was a police lieutenant in Utah who happened to be Truat's brother-in-law, who gave a virtual, now it's in sworn affidavit form, a testimonial with regard to who is this character. And even from his own brother-in-law's perspective, the guy is a wacko. A guy is a wacko. He says there's obviously something wrong with him. All you have to do is Google his name on the internet.
He related him to a militia character, really. I mean,
clearly he says he's an anti-government, but he probably doesn't even know the half of it.
Yeah, he doesn't know that he works for the government.
He doesn't know how COINTELPRO operates. And so the new article you're going to see, it's a virtual case study on how the FBI's covert operation to terminate reliance, trust on activists such as yours truly, such as Sherry Cain, such as Martin Luther King.
And then mix it all up so you don't know who to believe and who to trust. And that's the big thing.
And the protocol that we are showing you in the new article that features the complicity and the outrageous actions of Mr. Finney in the Idaho court, you'll see that this is a protocol. There's a standard modus operandi of this covert intelligence organization called COINTELPRO that was supposed to have been terminated back in 1976 at the end of the Church congressional, the Senate hearings by Frank Church, the honorable senator from Idaho, incredibly Idaho. Frank Church investigated the CIA, FBI, NSA for wrongdoing in violation of American citizens' First Amendment rights, and that what he determined was virtually what the protocol was, how these operatives actually infiltrated into families, into businesses, into corporations, into organizations. And in the process, they didn't completely terminate them, just like they infiltrated in Martin Luther King's day. They infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan. They took it over. They didn't terminate it.
Well, they need to control it.
They control it.
Right.
And that's where you can continue the helter-skelter. You can continue the dividing the sheeple to conquer the flock. You can continue to terrorize people. You can continue to foment hate,
and also,
racism.
In our case, keep activists busy from doing the regular work that they should be doing.
Because they got us tied up in courts of law, dealing with our own reputations and our own financial well-being. That is a modus operandi. And we're not the only ones that are experiencing that right now. If you've been paying attention to the headlines over the last several weeks, you know that the Tea Party has been likewise targeted unfairly by the IRS, and that is part of the operation. I can tell you that when this whole thing began, we not only had an extortion demand from my ex-wife claiming that unless I played ball with her and virtually gave her everything.
It means play ball with Truat.
Mm-hmm. And unless I gave her everything, that the IRS would come and haunt me and investigate me and the corporations. Well, gee whiz, I told her where to go in no uncertain terms. I said, that's outrageous. I'm not going to succumb to your extortion or your blackmail. And what ended up happening, in fact, within a few weeks, I was hit with about $100,000 bill that I didn't owe,
from the IRS,
completely fraudulent from the IRS. And they tied up my credit from 2011 through to 2012. And thank God for Sherry's work. Basically, Sherry worked diligently with several people in the IRS to clarify what the hell is going on here. And now, thank God and thank Sherry, my credit has again been restored. I've always prided myself. You know, to me, I hate debt. Debt is, to me, sin. Sin is debt. Debt is sin, and I don't want to be a sinner. If I know something is out of whack, or if I owe somebody some money, I've always wanted to pay it promptly, and that's just the way I do business. But the reality was, here I was completely tied up. I couldn't even get a loan at the time that I needed it most, to be able to purchase products, to be able to fulfill
right.
customers' orders that we had already taken.
Exactly.
And could no longer fill because of the illegal dissolution.
And on top of that, you were left with a $40,000 credit card bill beside for what the IRS had put on you. The ex had left you.
Yeah, the ex, like in May of 2011, the ex had purchased approximately $40,000 worth of products, and along with as much inventory as she could convert. It's called conversion in law, and it's actually theft. It's stealing what is not yours, and she actually used my personal credit card to run up a $40,000 bill besides everything else, and then I was then stuck with, and I still am, stuck with having to pay. We've got it down to about $37,000 now, but basically it was really there from the time that she did this and that I've been struggling financially to be able to pay it. And that's why you've heard me and Sherry say frequently on this show, please, we do need your financial support. We need your help, particularly, and it's not to pay that credit card bill. In fact, we just want to expand the 528 Love Revolution. We want to expand 528 Radio because that to us makes the most sense. The greatest investment that we can do is involve supporting love. Supporting the frequency resonant of energy that can open people's hearts and transform this planet right now. We're doing it. It's happening. It's snowballing internationally. And that's primarily why COINTELPRO, the drug cartel, the protection racket, doesn't like Dr. Leonard Horowitz. They don't like Sherry Kane. And they have been putting us through hell. But you know what? God is great. If God is for you, who can stand against you? Nobody. The truth shall set you free, and the light totally dissolves, destroys, transmutes the darkness. And so we walked into that courtroom proud to be there, proud to stand just like Daniel in the lion's den with the truth, and we had everything documented. And frankly, the situation for our adversaries is extremely bleak right now. Extremely bleak, because not only do they have to manipulate the court, they have to manipulate public opinion against, for example, this website that we encourage you to make copies of and distribute. The links active on it give you all of the material evidence. It is all right there in your face, including the forgery, the fraud, the cut and paste job from the alleged agreements.
The customer complaints.
We have got customer complaints
up there. The Idaho
Attorney General's office. Yeah, basically, you know, what you've got now is you've got two cases. You've got a beautiful example of freedom of the press. What it is that the press, we the people's supporters, are supposed to be doing with the freedom of speech, First Amendment rights. We have a duty as journalists. You've heard me say this before on this show. It is not simply about, you know, a pastime, a hobby, or even a love. It is a duty to the country, to we the people of the United States of America, for people who can write, to write as journalists, to protect the First Amendment, precious right of freedom of the press. Because if you've got mainstream media manipulation by corporate fascists, and then on top of that, you have what we are looking at, this whole network, the LNM network with Michael Vera and friends, is all about having to do this because we've been shut out of even the alternative media. Look at Alex Jones, a complete con artist. He is a double agent. And what he puts out is 80% truth and grabs a lot of people, hooks a lot of people with 80% of the truth. But the fact of the matter is that's a complete lie. And in fact, in law, omissions is fraud.
But, you know, what makes soap operas so popular? They're not true. It's made up. It's fiction. So fiction sometimes is where people want to go. Unfortunately, not everybody is ready for the truth. And that's why people like Alex Jones and others like him actually are doing well on the radio, because people look for fiction.
It's fiction. It's a deception, Sherry. You know, I understand your point, and it is true what you're saying, because that's what creates the genre of fiction, which
yes.
is far more
yes.
popular than fact.
Yes.
In fact, throughout my, you know, quarter century in publishing, I've been told over and over again, Len, why don't you just take your stuff and create a fiction novel? People will buy that far more. And I said, you know, I appreciate that, but I'm not interested in fiction. I'm interested in fact and the truth and the scientific documentation.
You're right.
Because that's what's necessary to sway literally the status quo and make a better world.
Well, you're absolutely right, because he does package it as truth. He packages it as truth. If he is packaging as, well, these stories are not based on truth, then that would be another story. But you're absolutely right. But the thing is that some people do know, and they continue to listen to him. They know that not everything he says can be counted on as the truth, and that he's working for an agenda. But people still continue to listen to him. And that's unfortunate.
You know, and it's the same thing with David Icke. You know, again, you take a guy who comes out with, let's say, 80% truth about the Illuminati, and then mixes in something like this alien agenda and this alien phenomenon. And, you know, it's pervasive. People believe now that there's a whole reptilian thing happening.
And
you know, it's a complete gross deception to go there at all. You don't need to go there to end the problems on planet Earth. You don't need to think to yourself, hey, there's aliens that we have to deal with, extraterrestrials, in order to solve the problems. That is literally, when you read the report from Iron Mountain, it is critical reading. If you're an intelligent person listening and you want to know what's really happening, you've got to read the fundamental book, the foundation of what's happening geopolitically, especially to the United States of America, is the report from Iron Mountain, wherein it states that the powers that be will advance an extraterrestrial threat in order to bring about globalization and an understanding that we all people around the world have to come together to fight common threats, such as ongoing worsening pollution, environmental degradation, water shortages. This is contrived, and it is a manipulation that must cease if we intelligent people want to steward this planet for our greater good and for our children and our children's children.
Well, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how this alien agenda served as a protection racket for the bad guys. So let's come back in a couple minutes, actually about 4 or 5 minutes. We'll take a short break. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to the Horrocane Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Calado brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienist clean and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horwood's developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to cureshop.com. That's cureshop.com, CureShoppe.com, to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile. You're listening to the LNM Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Hurricane Hour. Oh, wow, that's a short commercial.
That was a short commercial. Well, that's 4 minutes. I thought it was only about one.
Yeah, I guess they've been changed. We haven't been on for such a long time that not sure.
I know. It's been like a long time.
Well, actually, there seems to be another commercial we're supposed to run. I'm not sure. I guess maybe we should run it now.
Well, okay. Well, then you're going to listen to the Hurricane Hour right after this commercial.
Is it possible to read a person's thoughts? Can we implant thoughts also? Is there evidence of the existence of God? Does USGS records show increases in earthquakes due to nuclear testing? Author Jose Collazo says yes, and he has the proof in his three books titled America's New Slavery, FMRI Technology, America's New Slavery Behind the Scenes and Update, God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and much more. Researched under the Freedom of Information Act and other sources, Jose Collazo has the proof to most of his claims and is investigating others. You can get copies of his books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or www.xlibris.com. That's www.xlibris.com. Or you can click the book banner on the main page right next to the chat room on www.latenightinthemidlands.com. Get your copy now. You're listening to the LNM Radio Network. Check out Crystals TLC. Hit the Avon link to view a full line of 100% guaranteed Avon products. See and order their specialty scented, long-burning soy candles. And while you're at it, check out their other great products from tie-dye to incense. At some point, your power may go out, and Crystals TLC has you covered there too. I have been in the same house with others when power is out and water is not running, and let me tell you, it not only gets dark at night, but the odors become very present. That's why Crystals TLC's unscented and scented candles are perfect to use now or keep on hand in case of an emergency. Their candles are produced especially from Crystals TLC and come in a wide variety. You can order directly from the website at www.crystalstlc.com and bring peace of mind and beauty into your life. www.crystalstlc.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Hurricane Hour. I'm Sherry Gaines.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
So, yeah, we were before the break, we were talking about the protection racket of the alien agenda and how it's being used. Now, we don't know whether these people, actually even the reptilian agenda, we don't even know if, I mean, for sure, maybe there are aliens, and I do believe there are.
I believe there
okay?
are.
But
I mean, I've experienced, I've seen, and I've been on field trips with Ed Dames and others who've been out there looking at ships out there. I've seen flying saucers myself. The problem, main problem, is the fact that the Nazis had the technology and the designs and the plans to develop these kinds of flying saucers, gravity transcending types of flying machines. They had this technology. And so it occurs to me after reading the report from Iron Mountain that you've got the potential for having the military, as advanced as it is, to have these kinds of technologies operating now. And it doesn't, and in fact, that's one of the things that we witnessed when we began to observe. There were squadrons in space. There were high flying squadrons, vehicles that with night, not just goggles, but telescopes, you could actually make them out. So I also am a firm believer in angels. I've experienced them. I thank God for them. I have angels protecting us. I would have been dead a long time ago if it wasn't for those angels. And so there's no question in my mind that you've got both angels and you've got extraterrestrials. The matter, though, is man's inhumanity towards man. You don't have to look any further than that to realize there are psychopaths, both in the White House, in Wall Street, in J.P. Morgan Chase, in Goldman Sachs, because when you begin to see those perverts who can conduct terrorism and warfare on we the people, such as 9/11, such as the BP oil demolition, and that you begin to realize the decimation and the degeneration of society that's caused by their propaganda and media manipulations, because it's all mind control. And now what's the reality that we're all co-creating when we're all engaged in a hypnotic trance state? Because the psychopaths are controlling the way we think, and the psychopaths are controlling the music that we're listening to and the energy that we're receiving or not receiving. That's what the 528 Love Revolution is about. And this information in 2007 is when I came out with Love, the real Da Vinci Code. And that's exactly when Truot and Company began to attack me, began to lie about me, began to claim that I'm a Jew who's under the control of the Vatican, that I'm knighted by the Pope himself, they claimed, and that because of this, I was a pawn in a big game, and I was a Jew, a Kaiser, a non-Hebrew Kaiser, they called me. It's a slur. It's like saying, you know, the N-word. Racism against African Americans. It's a slur called Kaiser about a Jew who's supposedly operating for a Zionist agenda for globalization under the direction of the Vatican. Are you kidding me? Are you talking about a conspiracy theory? Well, gee whiz, man. Just take a look at what Horowitz was doing in 2007. Look at the fact in 2008, the next year, you had Barack Obama's minister, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, virtually halt the entire presidential election campaign with the claim from my work, supported by my work, that he acknowledged came from my work, Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, showing you the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's 6th Top Biological Weapons Contracting Lab, Litton Bionetics, for vaccines put out by the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, the hepatitis B vaccine given to gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, 1972 through 74, and then 76, you had your first AIDS cases. Well, duh. You know, you've got the congressional record. You've got the accounting office looking into all sorts of malfeasance and government corruption. Well, why the hell don't you do a good, sophisticated, critical analysis on the United States government contracts from the Special Virus Cancer Program? If Reverend Wright could come out and stop a presidential campaign, you got to believe it's important. And if that important subject puts Horowitz in the middle of potentially the gravest liability that the world's leading, most powerful industrialists, the drugs and arms cartelists, it places them at the greatest risk in the history of humanity. And if yours truly is at the heart of it, well, gee whiz, maybe it's time you thought, well, why is Horowitz going through all this persecution? Duh. Because everybody else that made a difference, like Martin Luther King, like John Lennon, like even Einstein, was on the list of the FBI's COINTELPRO as potential political dissidents threatening national security. And it is no mystery. It's a documented fact. It's been written up in the Washington Post and elsewhere that the Central Intelligence Agency oversees all of AIDS science, all of the CDC and the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, with Anthony Fauci, the chief mover and shaker in the world of AIDS, being under the control of NSA, National Security Agency, and Central Intelligence Agency. And if you try to get information, even through the Freedom of Information Act, what you're told is, sorry, Charlie, you can't have it.
Well,
because it's a national security risk.
What they tell you is they send you one letter that says, we don't see anything really in the preliminary check, but we can do a further check. But for us to be able to do that and reveal anything to you, you're going to need a lawyer. And even if you get a lawyer, we may not reveal it to you.
Well, Sherry's talking about what happened to us when I encouraged Sherry. Sherry asked me, do you think we should get our FBI file? And I said, yeah, try to get it. So she submitted, and she got this response from the Bureau. And basically, it's exactly what she said. But I, in the past, in many years before I met Sherry, when you're dealing with a cancer industry and you're dealing with anything from the National Cancer Institute, because you have to understand cancer is the most lucrative of all of the medical trades, certainly, and potentially all of the world's trades, because it is the controlling factor for population control. It is the number one. You know, yeah, you can quickly eliminate, let's say with Ebola virus or a horrible flu like H5N1 that kills 60% of people supposedly, you could eliminate quickly a lot of people from the planet, and certainly that is an objective. But it's not most profitable. You want a disease that is optimally profitable? Put people on long-term cancer drugs, and you've got your industry. And so when you try to get information from the National Cancer Institute, you're shocked, as I was, to see lawyers who have done that and see the paperwork come back, say, sorry, this is a national security matter. We're not at liberty to release this information. Well, excuse me, national security, what the hell does national security have to do with the National Cancer Institute? We're supposed to be engaged here as public health professionals in aiding and abetting health and health promotion and prevention, not arms and military weaponry and drugs.
You know, I want to go back one second to this alien agenda. I mean, I know but what really gets me and where my heart is with that, and I really want to touch base on, I know you covered it, but I want to go back to it, is the fact that if you see all these children missing all the time and you see people, adults missing all the time, and if you can blame it on the aliens, then it leaves anybody here that's considered a human that's on the planet Earth not responsible.
It's a protection racket.
And so,
it certainly is. That's part of it. You're absolutely right.
And so that's like really, really something that's on my heart. And that's why when anybody asks me if I support the people out there that are putting out the alien agenda, I can't support it right now because there's too much there's too many other things on this planet that we need to deal with, like what's happening with the missing children, like what's happening with the missing people and their body parts missing. People, you know, are found. You know, I don't know if it was a rumor. I heard from somebody that, for instance, that Trey Martin, the young boy who was murdered.
In Florida.
Yeah. Like when they went to the morgue, his organs were missing. I don't know whether that was a rumor, and I need to research it further if anybody has any information
You know, I mean, that's a symptom also of the pathology. There's so much counterintelligence and disinformation and propaganda outcoming from the alternative media, more than the mainstream media. Because, you know, look at, folks, again, a protection racket. If you've got your political dissonance and your movers and shakers in revolution and alternative living and peace initiatives, if you've got those folks shut out of mainstream, which you have, then they've got to go to alternative. Thereby, those involved in manipulation and the geopolitics of genocide get infiltrated into the alternative media. They take it over and they then spin out all sorts of stories, all sorts of disinformation, including, again, attacking the legitimate whistleblowers.
Right.
You know,
and it seems all to fall under the fiction category that we're talking about.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean,
like,
you might as well be L. Ron Hubbard and creating a whole genre, a new religion
right.
of fiction.
But it seems much easier for people to have to say, well, what's happening on the planet as far as the evil, the aliens or the reptiles are responsible for that. It's not humans. So therefore, it's not us. I mean, why do we have to deal with it? Let's blame it on the aliens. It seems a lot easier to cope with. And that's what people do. And that's why they tend to be more drawn to blaming the
Absolutely.
Aliens.
Absolutely. You know,
it's
folks,
like New Age,
here is
fraud.
An idea that you can take to the bank for salvation. You know, we're so distracted and we're so divided. We're so engaged in exactly what Sherry's talking about, these bogus, divisive, and distractive issues, that here's the idea, that if everyone, let's just say for the month of June, decided to focus on one issue, let's just say child sex trafficking, and committed all of our focus of attention, our best researchers, our best intelligence analysts, and our best law enforcers to deal with finding out who's doing it and putting a stop to it, you would have a miraculous transformation in 1 month over a critical issue that accounts for approximately 500,000 children unaccounted for annually in the United States alone going missing.
The question is, when they find out really who's responsible for it, who's going to put the pressure on it? Let's say they find out it's George Bush. Who's going to put the pressure on it and say, George Bush needs to be locked up?
But Sherry, the point is, it's not even asking for law enforcement to do anything about, let's say, George Bush.
That's the question people will have.
It's not important. What is important is the expression in the media of the truth that shall set us free. Shining the light of truth on it makes it go away. They run. They can't stand the light of truth. And that is the salvation.
And again, what you said, the media, who controls the media? Again, it's the people like George Bush and the rest of the elite. So when you look at who Rockefellers control the media, for instance. Rockefellers are, you know, behind a lot of, I'm sure, a lot of the crimes against children. A lot of the donor, you know, wealthy people that want the heart of a 10-year-old, and suddenly a 10-year-old goes missing, you know, somewhere in the world. Thanks to Life Touch, where you get your photographs of your children taken, they go into a yearbook that's in an archive, a digital archive, because no longer do we need the paper archives. I mean, we have them. But the digital archives, which goes everywhere, so it goes internationally. So suddenly someone says, well, there's the heart I want. Get me that kid. Next thing you know, the kid goes missing. Nobody questioned it. They research who this kid is, if anybody's really going to have the money to go and get lawyers to go and look for the kid, whether the kid is going to be good-looking enough to put on the media, because usually they try to target putting good-looking kids on the media. It sells more newspapers. And so sometimes target a child that's not considered so good looking. It's a minority a lot of times. Nobody's going to think about. And a lot of times it's like somebody who doesn't have a lot of money. And so that's where they go. And when they're looking for these donor parts and you find this, and people, I tell you, do not allow your children to get photographs taken with their school yearbooks. It's become a danger. And that's something, if we shine the light on that, even that one issue, that could save a lot of people, could save a lot of lives, because then that's preventative. That becomes an issue where your child is not on that menu. You're not adding your child to that menu of a potential target for the bad guys. Because I don't trust the media at all. I don't trust shining the light on and the media is going to go and put the tension on it, because who's funding the media? The same people that are running the child sex trafficking rings. It's a racket, and it runs like a vicious circle. That's why we're in the independent media. And then you have the worst part of it is you have these activists, these alleged activists, like Dr. Fake True Not. You have him out there pretending to be an activist with a natural health store. God knows what he's putting in those products, because I would never ingest something coming from some creep like that. Sorry to say, the guy is a creep. You read his stuff, he's a complete creep. He's a white supremacist by his ideology, and people are buying his stuff and ingesting it. It's unbelievable. Now, here's a guy, who is he protecting? Really, he pretends to be an activist. Who is he protecting?
Well, that's the point that connects what your passion is for protecting women and children and getting rid of the pedophiles on the planet, Sherry, and our litigation in Idaho. Because, again, when you see Ott's connection, intimate connection to Gunderson, we have the emails. You participated in the conversations that engaged Ott and Gunderson, and clearly Gunderson has gone to bat with his cohort of internet trolls to support Ted Gunderson in all of his outrageously fraudulent activities, taking advantage of women and suppressing the truth about the missing children and the child, not just sex trafficking, but the satanic rituals. The rituals that were conducted by Michael Aquino and the Church of Satan, Temple of Set, these are the real, I mean, there are no worse devil doers on this planet. Can you imagine how outrageously hideous it is? I mean, the media was full recently with the issues of the House of Horrors. I guess it was from Cleveland. You had this going on, not just in four people. You have this going on potentially a half a million children annually in the United States. Now, those are not made up figures. Those come directly from the mainstream sources, and they tell you that 750,000 approximately children go missing in the United States every year, and of those, 250,000 are found. It's found that a parent or a relative takes them off and they suddenly are found, and that's wonderful. Well, 500,000, two-thirds of the entire number, never are found, and that is happening now. And so this is, again, when you begin to look at this whole thing, could unravel very rapidly if we just did some simple thinking and sane thinking and reasonable thinking and choices of action, such as what I've just recommended. A international coalition to deal with certain subjects, of course, human sex slavery, child sex trafficking, that is a major issue. And I think that this kind of thing, of course, it's your passion, Sherry. Mine has more been in general public health matters and disease, but yours is in this whole social domain of psychopathology of pedophilia. What makes a Rockefeller or a Bush a pedophile? It is something that is engaged in the development of the child. It is a socially supported trauma and abuse-oriented matter. Neuroticism and a psychopathology that then gets expressed, and that human being then becomes inhuman, begins to be able to kill, maim, and do all sorts of insane things. And we, the people, ultimately, and our children and our entire economy, look at the devastation caused by the intoxication from mercury from vaccinations now. Look at the skyrocketing rates of special needs children who need now our incredibly draining, economically draining attention in the special schools required to help these poor children and their families. This is just a small picture, a small part. But again, when you want to have a major impact, you'll deal with this as a cohesive body. We're in this together, folks. I want to thank you for joining us. It's first day back on the Horror Cane Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane. Thank you so much. Until tomorrow. Bye for now.